We're going to talk a little bit about how to begin a group Bible study and really do a great job helping people to understand the faith a little bit better. And Sally McEwen is with me. She was a scripture adjunct professor at St. Mary's College in Orchard Lake, Michigan, and campus minister at the University of Michigan, Dearborn, as well as Schoolcraft Community College in Orchard Lake, St. Mary's College. Sally also taught the adult learning at St. Philomena Parish in the Detroit area. She earned her BA degree in religious education from Orchard Lake St. Mary's College and her master's in systematic theology from Notre Dame. And the Solanus Casey Center in Detroit is offering weekly Bible studies on Fridays from noon to 1 p.m. Started just a couple of weeks ago. You can find out more at thecapuchins.org. That's thecapuchins.org. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
Hey, thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, delighted.
So we're going to talk a little bit about scripture study from a Catholic perspective. It's always very encouraging to me to see activities like this, such as what you're doing there at the Solanus Casey Center, because I think Catholics can really benefit from having Bible studies that are kind of in the style of what a lot of evangelical churches have done. But I think it's so important for us to do it in a way that's consistent with who we are as Catholics at the same time.
Totally. I totally agree with that, because there's such a richness to our faith. And, you know, when you think of Scripture as being this wonderful love story of God with us humans and stretching out across time, that it's one of those treasures that our Catholic faith has. And just because things were the way they were throughout history, mainly because so many people didn't know how to read, that it just seemed to be one of those things that we were really worried that they would misunderstand what was being said. Because frankly, if you start reading the Bible and you take it literally, you end up with some very weird concepts about how the world existed and how it developed. So, I mean, there was a real sense of care and guidance in that. But I think we've gotten to the point also now that we realize that with the proper tools and that great love that we have, it's a treasure for all of us.
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I think that also points out the importance of really allowing the church to help us to understand Scripture, because part of the problem, too, is knowing what to take literally and what not to take literally.
Exactly. A contextual approach is really, I mean, I think it's one of the great gifts that we have. I know that when I am with a group and we are discovering, you know, the way a word meant a long time ago and how it means today and the nuances to it, you can just see their eyes pop. It's like, oh my gosh, yes, that makes so much more sense. And then they feel as if now they've got some tools in their tool chest, and you connect them to some resources so that if there's a want to look a little bit more, they can go off and pursue that.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think the keys are to a successful group study?
Well, I think a lot of it starts with a good leader, a person who is able to realize sometimes when the conversation is going the wrong way and bringing the group back, because a lot of times you find that someone feels that they have the revelation in the group, and you have to sort of delicately bring them back to, you know, this is for the whole group. It's also really important as you're starting a group to get some real good resources, and there's plenty of good Catholic resources that are available. But I also think your leader needs to have some knowledge of Scripture themselves. Just because you've got to be cautioned against taking on some mighty people that might be in that group, or their own bent, and then they're taking everybody down that road. So I would really think you need a solid leader for it. You also need to be able to let the word go to a lot of people so that they can come. People like to see other people at gatherings. Mm-hmm. And so having a sense of spreading the word, bringing a friend, and then having some type of social aspect to it, too. Mm-hmm. That's an important part for us as human beings. And when people get to know one another, then they want to come because they enjoy the Bible study, but they also have developed a friendship in the Lord there. And, mm-hmm. and that's an important part.
Yeah, I was an evangelical Protestant for about 30 years before becoming Catholic, and I enjoyed the dynamic of group studies. One thing I often found frustrating, though, was it really became about, well, what does this mean to you?
Uh-huh.
Without having any real sense of, okay, that's great, but what does it actually mean?
Right.
And that's one thing I appreciate about being able to come looking at Scripture or do a catechism study, looking at the principles of the faith, because we do not only have the opportunity to have a conversation about things, share perspectives, but also to be able to say, well, okay, here is what it means. Here is what this is about.
Exactly. And you know, we have so many great resources, you know, just like the Center for Liturgy, which is a website that St. Louis University has. And so many scholars are giving their information on the background to the readings mm-hmm. there. And that is one of my go-to sites because I find that I get really good, solid background on the readings and what exactly they meant at that time
mm-hmm.
and mean to us today.
Yes, yes. And that's, of course, you know, as the Church talks to us about principles of interpreting Scripture, that's the place to start, is the literal sense of Scripture. What did it mean to the person who wrote it? What did it mean to the person he wrote it to?
Right. And then we do some exegesis and bring it into our life today.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking with Sally McCune, and the Solanus Casey Center in Detroit is offering a weekly Bible study on Fridays from noon to 1 p.m. They started just a couple of weeks ago. And how is your study going, Sally?
It is going wonderful. Our first meeting, we had a major snowfall here. And I was like, okay, well, maybe we'll have, you know, one, maybe two people will come. Well, we had a good 15 people that came down to the study, and this last week it's even grown even more than that. So, and again, that's one of the nice things. Now, my particular Bible study, and people can choose to do it the way they want, but I have found right now, at least, we look at Sunday's upcoming readings. And the reason why we're choosing to do that is because I really don't want to burden a lot of people with extra, like, studying homework.
Mm-hmm.
And I want the payoff so that on Friday you look at the readings, you find out what we understand the readings to mean, you do some time to reflect on it, and the payoff is within 20 to 48 hours, you now are hearing it and celebrating it at Mass.
Mm-hmm.
And people have said their liturgy has become richer, because they really are entering into it because they've done that preparatory study.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is the key to keeping a group study like this going over the long term, really helping those relationships to really become meaningful to people?
Well, I think that you keeping something fresh. You know, you like for one Bible study we had for 6 years at St. Philomena in Detroit. And over the 6 years, we had gone through the cycle, and people, they stayed the whole 6 years. And near the last couple of years, we then went into books, and we studied the books in the Bible that the group wanted to take a look at.
Mm-hmm.
And that was very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So it's keeping it fresh. It's bringing in new information, and again, bringing people so that there's a sense of community for them.
Mm-hmm. The nice thing about that, I mean, the good thing about that too, is if you're kind of connected to where people are in terms of what they're learning, what they want to learn, as you mentioned with that particular study, I mean, you can kind of change things. As the group dynamics change a little bit, as people have kind of mined one subject and are interested in something else, you can kind of adjust to that as you go forward.
And that's exactly what we do. But the nice thing, too, is that the people who are part of that, they're coming down now to the Solanus Center because they said that they just really, really enjoyed what they got from that previous Bible study, and they hadn't been able to find that. And they were really, some of them were people that were saying, you know, you've really got to do this again because we found it to be very helpful. And you just see a difference in people, you know, when they are becoming more engaged with Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
You see their faith just starts to bloom. It's quite a gift.
Well, that's excellent. Sally, thank you for sharing a bit with us, and congratulations. It sounds like that Bible study is off to a great start.
Thank you.
Been talking with Sally McEwen, and again, the Solanus Casey Center in Detroit is offering a weekly Bible study on Fridays from noon to 1 p.m. You can find out more at thecapuchins.org, thecapuchins.org.